boy. Here we go. Time for the Monday show. I feel special.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self. A giant asshole that has equipment and rants about everything.
Everything.
You start being fat, angry Stretch.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Stretch Show podcast. Welcome to it. Very happy to be here. I am coming off a week. It's hot. I have the fan on, by the way. I apologize if it's making noise, but I'm not turning it off because it's hot as MFing balls up in here. Really good weekend. It got hot again, and that's annoying, and it was humid. We went to, my wife hooked it up. We went to the USC game on Saturday, which didn't start till 8 o'clock, and we didn't get out of there till almost midnight. But we went to that. She had freaking great seats. It was like, we were like the seventh row, which really, really cool. And it was a good game, and I will get into that in a second, but it was hot. We were sitting there. There was a breeze, and it was 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and I literally was sweating in my seat. I'm like, this is weird. It was hot. Like, I guess because you're so crammed in. Like, I'm too big for seats in stadiums. Granted, it's better than the last time I went to the Coliseum when I believe I sat in, like, a bleacher seat. At least it was an actual seat. But it was crazy. And I've told you guys the reason I went to that game is because some friends of ours have a son who is playing for USC this year, and he's really good. He's a running back. His name is Eli Sanders. And his mother is a childhood friend of my wife. And then after they got married, her husband worked with us for a little while at Clear Channel. So we know, like, the whole family. My wife's known them forever and ever. And my wife played sports in high school with the mom. So they're friends from all the way back then. But anyway, their kid is really good. He's a really good player. And it's sad that he's a senior. So he just transferred in the transfer portal. And he's playing and starting at USC at running back. So freaking great for him. And it's fun to watch him. He's one of those kids that is, like, exciting when you see a running back get the ball. So we went to that, and that was really fun. It wasn't a good game until USC just started sucking in the third quarter. Oh, I have my door open with my fan on. People are honking, hear the sirens. I live in the hood, yo. You would think I live in South Central as much sirens as I have around here with the police department down the street, but I do not. I live in West Los Angeles. Anyway, that was really great, and we took Waymo there, and I had never been in one before. That was fun. And we took it there, took it back. Kind of expensive, but I'm sorry, it's worth it. I'll never take an Uber or a Lyft again. I am a snob, and if Waymo goes to where I'm going, typically they do in this area, they run all over the west side, I am going to go. But we took it all the way to USC from our house, and it's something about no one being in there. It doesn't smell. It's clean. It's just, I liked it a lot. So that was a really cool thing. I put up a little video of it. I didn't film too much. I didn't want to be a big old dork, even though I am a dork and driving around. Speaking of dork, tonight, Monday, and if you're listening to this after Monday, I know people don't always listen to the pod right when it comes out. They'll listen to it all week long. But NBC, Wonderful Minds, my son is guest starring on there tonight with the kid that played Spock on Star Trek, and he's got his own series now. It's a medical show, and my son plays an MMA fighter, and that's why he was in Canada a couple months back, and it's the season premiere. You've probably seen my son on your Instagram. Like, it's on my Instagram feed constantly. It just keeps popping up, because they're buying, I guess they're advertising heavy on social media, and it's funny, it always starts with my son. So that's cool. So check that out, Beautiful Minds. See what you think. And let's see, that's tonight, so that's Monday here, Monday on NBC. And then what else happened? Oh, I finally got my... I've shut, in essence, my ex down. But here's what's weird. So I finally changed the name. I got to change it. I got creative. And I wanted to change it to God Wants to Talk to You. That's the name of my Bible study podcast. And I just wanted to use it for good. Because I am an a-hole on there. And I attack people. So I finally did it yesterday. And I got it so God wants number two talk, number two letter U. And there you go. I have it. And in the bio it says what it is. And I'm going to be kinder and gentler on there. And that's a big thing for me. For me to put that product, I don't want to say brand, I'm not arrogant, to put that product on there will make me behave better. I wouldn't want to disgrace it. Now, here's the funny part. I've been vicious on there. And all it did was all of my old posts are still there, but now they're under God Wants to Talk to You. And I put the new picture up. I took my picture off. The picture there was Sarge and I. It has been the picture on that account forever, back when it was just Stretch Roberts. And... Then it went from Stretch Roberts to Fat to Fit or Else, and now it is God Wants to Talk to You. And it's always been just a picture of Sarge and I put it to the logo of God Wants to Talk to You. Once again, I'm really trying to move forward, but now you're going to go back and see some Gavin, like an old Gavin Newsom post, and look at the comment, and you're going to see the crucifix of the logo of God Wants to Talk to You, and you're going to see some guy going, F you, you effing liar, piece of crap. You'll be like, wow. That's a combative Christian fellow, but that wasn't the case. I promise I'm gonna stop doing that, and that's why I did it. I did it to stop doing it. So, I watched the Charlie Kirk funeral probably half of the day yesterday. I just found it insanely powerful. That wife is a very, very strong woman. God bless her, man. I'm drinking my iced tea. I gotta make my dinner after this show. And then Saturday, I reunited my dogs again. Now, this is funny. You guys know I love the Iceberg, and he is my BFF, but Ice, I don't know, now I'm in a weird spot. Like, Ice, I was training him, he was left outside, we were getting him normalized after being in the pound and all of his issues and his separation anxiety and all that. And then I brought him to my parents' house. Well, my parents are never not home. He's never left alone, ever, 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 ever. He's always inside, always with a person. And that's cool for him because he likes that, but he isn't outside ever by himself. He doesn't do anything by himself. He's never by himself. So now I'm realizing, as I'm bringing him around, he has always, when he sees me, loses his crap. He literally loses his crap. When he hears my car pull in the driveway, I can hear him screaming, and then he claws the front door screaming, just, and then he starts barking, because he wants to get to me. He knows I'm there, and I'm his favorite person, and he wants to get to me. Okay, that's only when I come over, and I'm only there Tuesdays and Fridays, so it's, you know, I get it. And I come, as soon as I come in, he jumps all over me and is spastic and then bites me. And he's very mouthy, affectionate. And then he calms down and everything's cool. Well, when I brought him over here last weekend and he saw Nova, he started crying when he saw Nova. And then he cried when he saw my wife, which he's never done before. He's always, the only two people in the world he cries for are me and my mom. And now he cried for my wife and he cried for... No, as soon as he saw him, he did that. He cried. He like cried like a crazy dog. Well, we went and had the greatest time last week, let him play at the dirt lot, which used to be my house. And I went back there this Saturday and brought him again, and they got to spend even more time. And it was way mellower. They weren't as crazy. They were running around sniffing. They loved being, they knew they were home. They know that's home now. They know that that's where they used to live. And they ran around and they played, and it was just, it makes me feel so good. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. So I did that with the two of them again, and my wife was there. And we had met our contractor over there. There's some stuff that they're getting ready to do that we had to talk about. So we're like, cool, I'll bring the dogs. We'll do it again. And I got to do it because the USC game, which we were going to, was so late at night, it didn't intervene. All right, so we get there, and I know as soon as we're done, it's like lunchtime, I come back and I tell my wife, hey, take Nova, the shepherd, and go inside. I'm just going to bring Ice straight back right now so I can come home and take a nap before we leave tonight. She goes, cool. So we park the car. I grab Ice's leash. My wife gets out of the car with Nova, and Ice loses his mind. And he is screaming. I'm not kidding. You would think, if you ever see a movie where maybe there's a kid and the kid's got their family, and then they take the kid away to an orphanage, and the kid's in the back window crying and crying? That was Ice as we drove away. They got out of the car, and he lost his mind. I mean, literally screaming, crying, like someone was beating him. People walking down the street were looking like, what the hell is wrong with that dog? And he's got his head out the window, and he's just, and he cried and cried, and then I drove down the street, and then he jumped into the back window, looking out the back window, just crying, because he wanted to be, he loves Nova. He loves her. That is, I'm guessing, the only friend he's ever had in his whole life, because he shared the cage with other dogs, and judging by the scars on his head, he didn't always get along with the other dogs, and I have to say, he probably, I don't know, he really loves her. So he goes crazy. And then as soon as we get down the street and he realizes we're gone, he does the pout thing again. And he lays behind me on the seat, but puts his nose between the seat and the door. And his nose is like poking me on the left side, and I'm driving, and breathing on me. And I look back, and I would say something to him, and he would just pout with sad eyes, and he never got up, and he was so sad. He's so sad. I'm not bringing him back over to the house probably again for a very long time, because it looks like construction, knock on wood, is going to start soon. And if it starts, there'll be rebar and stuff around and a lot of crap that they could get hurt on, and I don't want the dogs to get hurt. I don't want a vet bill. So they are going to... I do need them to play, so I got to figure out a place where they can get together and run around and chase each other and have fun, not inside our apartment. But that will happen. So, man, it was good though. I just love it. I also took my rosary and I did a video on my other Instagram for God Wants to Talk to You. I did a video where I had a rosary. And it was like turquoise beads with metal and a crucifix on it, if you know what a rosary is. And I found it after the fire. And it's crazy. Like the things that disappeared, the things that I lost, things that burned up by fireboxes, for Christ's sake, burned up. The fireboxes, gone. They vanished. They just turned into balls of goo, like gone. And this little flimsy like jewelry tin with a rosary in it survives to some degree, and all of the beads are in there, but now the beads are white from the heat, and the crucifix literally melted. It was metal. And so I took that and put that in the inner walls, and I made a video of that and put that all the way around for protection, so it'll be all the way around our entire property. I'm very excited. I was excited about that too, so got that done as well, and then came home and went to the game. So I had a freaking kick-ass, pretty kick-ass weekend. I didn't get any sleep, though. Ice was a douche and woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I woke up, and I don't know if you guys do this, at the exact time that my alarm goes off to go to work every day. That exact time. I woke up, looked at the clock, it was the exact time to go to work, and I couldn't go back to sleep, and that was it. And I finally got up and just went to church. And did that. I'm going to, here's a fun one. I'm going to tell my priest here very soon my craziness. Like, I'm going to make him think I'm insane. But I figured that's his job. He is my priest. He is my religious, guide. So I'm going to go ahead and let him know the crazy that's inside me. And tell him, yeah, you know Jesus? Yeah, I've seen him 3 times. And I'm going to tell him the story. And I'm going to say, what do you think I should? I want to get his take. And it's time. And I have to talk about, I'll talk about the podcast and all of that that I've done. They have no idea. Like, I also don't want to get excommunicated because Catholics are very strict. And I've never said my church. And then if you've ever listened to that podcast, I say non-church affiliated layman named Michael. And that would be me because I don't want anything to do with getting in trouble or getting excommunicated because I like to go to church. I enjoy it. And I've been going to that one. Well, it's a different church now, but for over 20 years. So very long time that we have been there. I have some stories to get into that are fun, and they are interesting because they prove I found a woman who is the most badass human being on the planet. Woman 10 times tougher than me because she did something I could not do because when I was doing Fat to Fit or Else, I had a challenge and I was it's the hardest challenge I did. I failed the challenge and I had to walk on a trail of Legos. If you guys remember that? Wow, those are gone too. They all burned up in the fire. A huge box of Legos I had. It was so painful. I can't describe how much it hurt. And it was sent to me by my friend Scotty, who is AKA Rocky. And Rocky has kids. And if you have kids, you know what it's like to walk through your house on a Saturday morning barefoot and step on a kid toy and absolutely, oh God, it hurts so bad. And something about Legos that are the worst. And so I did the Lego challenge and I was very unsuccessful at doing the challenge even. But this mom, is it because she's a Kiwi? She's from New Zealand. I don't know if that makes a difference. And she's got 9.3 million views on this. She did the world record for running. She went to a track and they did 100 meters of Legos. 100 meters of Legos. I mean, solid Legos. And then she runs on it barefoot and sprints. And she did the 100 meters in 24 seconds, barefoot, running only on top of Legos. That's the most badass woman in the world. That woman should be special forces. Like, that should be special forces training. If you can run on Legos, you are one tough mofo, because I could not. I couldn't even walk on them. I was like, oh God, I would stop. It was a crap show. It was really, really hard. So shout out to this lady. She said, she had her two or three kids. She's a mom, and apparently it's a thing. And she ran across Legos. And there's a video. You should just look it up. Big, crazy, Kiwi, white lady running with no shoes on top of freaking Legos for 100 meters, just sprinting. Oh, how? How? That woman is the toughest woman ever. Now let's continue on our talk of women being ultimate badassery. First, I will tell you some weirdness. It's about Botox. And now they're calling it Boxtox. Right? You know what Boxtox is? Just think about it. Boxtox. Because I can tell you, I had Pit Tox, where I for the bit when I was at I don't even think it was Jamie, Jack, and Stinch then. I think it was Jamie and Danny at that point. And I was the producer, and we Botoxed my armpits, and it literally shut the sweat down for like 6 months. It was cool. I actually liked it. It would have cost about $5,000 to do. Botox is so expensive. So then it turned into a cosmetic procedure where men, and this is crazy. I don't think you're either a fetish weirdo or you're a gay man. This is not something a straight man would do because he wouldn't care. Scrotox, where they literally put Botox, it takes wrinkles out, right? Well, you put it in your balls and then you have a nice smooth sack and it's not got all the wrinkly skin on it. But the wrinkly skin is because your sack can go up and down. And like, I see nothing good coming of Scrotox, but that's a real thing. The armpit one, and just so we know, Botox is made from botulism, botulism you get is a stomach awful illness that paralyzes your stomach, and then when you eat, you throw up everything, and it's like food poisoning, basically. And they realized they could take the botulism germ and create this medicine, and someone has made billions of dollars doing that. Well, now they got Botox, and it's an interesting one. It's not for vanity. It's not like a dude that just suddenly doesn't want wrinkles in his sack. It's for women who have had the vag just absolutely unabashedly ripped up after childbirth. And they say after childbirth, you get these phantom pains and shooting pains and a lot of crap, and it doesn't come back around to normal for a very long time because it's been, you know, wrecked by like a 12-pounder or something coming out. So in this situation, they are shooting it into women's vaginas, and it is making them pain-free. It's about pain. So I guess if it's paralyzed, it can't twitch and move and cause nerve pain and all that stuff. So interesting, but I don't see that being... Yeah, that's not for me. Not for me at all. All right, then I have another story, and I don't think this is accurate. A lady in Virginia, they have a lottery in Virginia that you can apparently play on your phone, which is pretty cool. And she said she went on her phone and had ChatGPT pick the numbers, which if you ask ChatGPT, I've asked ChatGPT, hey, what are the most common numbers in Powerball and stuff like that? And it'll say the most common, and you have to be incredibly specific, and then it tells you it won't pick number. It's, so I don't know how she did that, but she says she used it and she won 150 grand. So not a lot of money, but I don't know anyone that would turn that down. And she said, but since she did it on ChatGPT, she is going to give it all away, every penny, to charity. To which I say, hey, if you can crack ChatGPT to pick your freaking lottery numbers, you keep that 150 grand. Because you're only going to get about, what, 70 grand of that probably for taxes. And then this might be the weirdest story of all. And it's effing really weird. So there is a senator out of Oregon. His name is Ron Wyden. And apparently this dude had a Manny. You know what a Manny is? That is a male nanny. And the wife owns some big business. And Manhattan's famed, it's called Strand Bookstore. And that's what the wife's family businesses. And this guy, but here's what's weird. So he's an Oregon senator, but they live in Manhattan, New York. Isn't it weird, all these politicians? I know Adam Schiff's been getting crap for that as well. He lives in Maryland or something, and he's supposed to be representative out of Burbank. They're, like, all these people don't live where they're supposed to represent, which seems like really suspect. But anyhow, let's get back to his children. Apparently his children are such monsters, and they terrorize this guy. This guy was a homosexual, and you're like, what does that matter? Well, I will get to that. The Manny. So they've got a teenage son, and they've got a teenage daughter. Now, the teenage daughter used to flash the guy and, like, show him, I don't know if it was her boobs or her whoosits, it doesn't say so. But, and then, she's not a teenager. She's 10 years old. And then say sexually explicit stuff to the guy. So the guy went to the wife and said, hey, I'm really uncomfortable. Your daughter did this, this, and said this. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And they left it. So then their male son, who is in high school, would call him the F word for homosexuals, which is highly offensive considering he is a homosexual. And then tell him, like, my football team's going to come over here and rape you. And they terrorize this guy so bad. And the guy would tell the parents, like, hey, your kids are doing this and this. And they would never do anything about it. In fact, the high school boy physically attacked this guy and was beating him up. And the mom had to come in and pull out pepper spray to spray him. And she ended up spraying the little gay Manny. And she didn't spray the kid. She was trying to spray the kid to get him off of the Manny. And she ends up spraying the Manny, and the kid runs away. Well, the guy committed suicide. And he was filing a suit, so I don't know how the suit's still going, considering he is now deceased. But how crazy is that? So they said that he'd call him the F word, and I've never heard of this. Apparently a derogatory term for the homosexuals, a zest kitten. I don't know what that is. I have never heard that one before. And trust me, as a straight heterosexual man, there is nothing more common than calling your straight heterosexual male friends every gay slur in the book as if they were a homosexual. And that's just how you greet them. Hey, homo is typically how I greet most every dude I know that has been a friend of mine for a long time. Is that, remember, we're not supposed to say the word retard anymore. We call people that. It's a weird thing. And that's a hard thing to break. And I understand it's wrong, but I'm admitting it here that's how most straight guys talk. When their buddy walks in the room, they're like, "What's up, homo?" And it's their straight friend, who then replies back, "Nothing, homo. What's up with you?" That's just how it goes. And I don't know why. I can't explain why. I do not know why. But there you go. All right, so that is my stories. I had some weird ones today, right? Weird stories. I also, what did I have for the weekend? Nothing. I'm pretty mellow. I'm a pretty mellow dude. I got to get out of here and go to the bank is what I got to do. I got to do some banking stuff, which I never got done over the weekend. I was busy, like I said, not really doing anything, but I love the weekends like that. It makes them freaking awesome when it is just normal. Oh, boy. All right, well, I'm going to bounce. I hope you guys have a great week. I will be back with another round of The Stretch Show, a.k.a. Fat to Fit or Else. It's still both. It's both shows. I changed the logo but kept the other stuff just so it's easier to find for anybody in podcast world. And no one has to change any settings to look it up if you subscribe to it or follow it. So appreciate you guys that do listen. Let me know if the commercials bother you. I listen to it. I don't always listen to every show, but I'll listen to shows sometimes. I want to hear how something sounded, and I'll pop it in there, and sometimes it'll be just like a commercial or two in the front, and then no front, and then no more, and then there's a commercial in the middle, and that's weird, because it just cuts you off and plays a commercial. That I don't dig. And then on the back end, I've also heard a commercial a couple times, but not always, so it's weird. But anyway, I will talk to you guys again on Friday for a bonus pod. Don't forget Wonderful Minds on NBC tonight. Check out The Boy, and I will talk to you guys later. See ya.